Thank you for calling the Hair Relax for Help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hey, Emmanuel, this is Joseph. I have a new claimant on the line, a Miss Gloria Ramirez Herrera.
Awesome. I'm ready to help out. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Miss Herrera, so he'll take you from here. Thank you.
Hi, Gloria.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. Hi, hello.
I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Here to help out. Just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that?
No. Okay. No, I have not.
And what would be the best callback number for you?
520-255-1609.
Okay. And that's yourself?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. Now, was it you or a loved one that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years?
It was me.
And which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Which one, I'm sorry?
Stage one.
Ovarian?
Yes.
Okay. Very sorry to hear that. And then roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
In about August 23rd, so August 2023, it was like the beginning, so like I would say either the first, yeah, the first.
Okay, so August of 23?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that in there. And then when you got diagnosed, what hospital or medical facility did you go to?
Banner Gateway Medical Center.
In what city?
In Gilbert, Arizona.
Gilbert, Arizona. Okay. Banner Gateway. There it is. Oh, wow. That I'm looking at a picture. That's a nice looking building.
Yeah, the hospitals out here in Arizona, like, I'm not going to lie, they're pretty cool.
And what was your doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Erica Bickley.
Dr. Erica Bickley, let me. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to find her to double check the spelling of her name. I have her here. And that was also the doctor that treated you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go here. And then just to confirm here, used the hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then on average, how many times a year would you say you use the product?
8 to 10 times or so, yeah.
Okay.
8 to 10.
And then just to reconfirm here, you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Arizona, correct?
Yeah, city of Mesa, Arizona.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And then do you know anybody else that used the product that ended up getting sick as well or not really?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what year would you say you first started using the hair relaxers and what year would you say?
Like 2014.
2014 or so? Okay. Up until you got diagnosed?
Up until 2020. Yeah, 2023.
Okay, so then roughly around 9 years or so you used it?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, were you mostly using it at home or were you going to a salon?
A home?
Home? Okay.
And
then, which product did you primarily use?
Lusters. Lusters. It's spelled Lusters.
Let me see. I have Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optinum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, ORS Olive Oil, Izani, ISO Plus, L'Oreal, Cream of Nature, African Pride, Hawaiian Silky, Namaste Day Labs, Revlon. Did you use any one of those as well?
I use Lester's.
Okay. Spell that for me, please.
L U S T GRS.
Okay, perfect.
Like listeners, like apostrophe S.
Got it. And then let me go to this next section here. We'll let it load super quick. And then just to confirm here, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what kind of treatments did Dr. Bickley give you?
I had a hysterectomy, chemotherapy, and just pain meds and stuff. Okay.
And roughly when did you start the chemo?
Like September of 2023.
September of 2023, okay. Let me put that, and then... Give me a second. I always misspell hysterectomy, so I'm looking it up. I have it here, perfect. Give me 1 second just to type it up. And then, will you confirm your gender for the recording, please?
Female.
And then I have your name, Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, and then a double last name, Ramirez Herrera. Now, is there a hyphen or just a space on the last name?
It's just a space. I have both of my parents' last names.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a fan.
My middle name is Elizabeth, so Gloria Ramirez Herrera is what I put.
Okay, I'll put your middle name here as well. And then I see the email, Glory, or Glow, it's Ramirez, GLORIMIREZ10 at gmail.com?
Yes, Glow Ramirez 10 at iCloud.com.
Oh, at iCloud, I'm sorry, I have at Gmail. Let me change it. iCloud.com. And then you already gave me your cell, 520-255-1609. And then what would be your current mailing address?
4104 East Broadway Road, Mesa, Arizona, 85206, apartment 2200.
Apartment 2200, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Wow. Let me put that in there as well. It has me put it in two spots, so bear with me. And then let me go to this next section. We're just about done. Two more sections here. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that they can continue working on your case on your behalf. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
I don't have anybody, sadly.
Me neither, so I'll put NA. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
January 10th,
1997. 1-10-1997. And then the social?
611-96-4321.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign for an e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your phone, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you on where to click next. But actually, give me 1 second. I forgot to copy and paste the medical center address in this section, so let me go to it. And it should be sending right now. It's spinning, checking to see if I missed anything else. And then you'll get that text and email. But you can open up either one. It goes to the same spot.
Okay.
And if you don't see it come through, let me know, and I'll try to resend it.
I got it.
Okay. No, I know you got it as a text message, but
Sorry. Was I supposed to do it on the email?
No. You can do it on the text. But it did kick back the email. GLORIMIREZ10
iCloud. No, it's GLORAMIREZ10 @iCloud.com. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I think the person that transferred you over had it the other way and had it Gmail, so all I did was change it to the, but I'll edit it right now. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
Here.
I think I did this correctly. Oh, I was supposed to put my initials. I put G.
You might be able to go back.
Okay.
Okay, let me just make sure it came through on my end. And yep, you're all set. So in about a week or so, depending on their workload, the firm should call you directly. They're going to introduce themselves and then double check the work that was sent over to them to make sure there's no errors. So when they call you, even though their call will be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call just because they want to reconfirm everything, make sure there's no errors before they plug you in their system fully. But other than that, you're set for now and have a great rest of your day, okay? Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great one.